Hello, it is George Wolf, and welcome back to another episode of Woo is the New, a space we chat all things woo-woo and spirituality to help women and mothers awaken, evolve, and integrate into the new age. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, you may have seen that a couple of weeks ago, I went and did a timeline therapy session with the beautiful Crystal Wilson, who is also going to be joining me on this episode where we discuss all things timeline therapy and more. What I absolutely love about Crystal is that she is the friend who will sit with me, let me vent and have my moment to whinge. She'll give me a big hug and then she'll look me straight in the eyes and into the soul and she will say, "Okay, now let's break through this BS." Crystal shares her own unique story about being at breaking point, which led her to breaking through, and now she helps hundreds of women all over the world do the same. This episode is really going to be just two gal pals sitting down and having a conversation about their journeys and how timeline therapy has had a positive impact. So grab a cuppa, grab a piece of paper and a pen if you're feeling called to take some notes and come join us in this chat. So without further ado, please welcome Crystal Wilson to the Woo is the New podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Woo is the New podcast.
I am so excited to be here.
I am so excited for today's conversation.
Cannot wait.
All right. So before we jump into today's topic, I would love to ask you a question that I ask all of my guests, because I think a lot of the Woo listeners have either been through this or they're currently going through it at the moment. So I know it's super helpful to hear other people's experiences. So I want to know, when did you have your awakening? What was it like? Tell us all about it.
Well, it went on for quite some time. It was a long period, and I think that I wasn't listening. I was not listening and I wasn't paying attention. And so I probably suffered longer than I needed to. I think what's important to know is that I had no idea I was going through an awakening. I was going through a really dark period within myself, and lots of big things were happening that were causing me to take a really deep look inside of myself. I was in a really toxic, abusive relationship, and at the end of that, I had to really look at and take responsibility for putting myself and why I put myself in that relationship. I had a huge falling out with a best friend that was really toxic, and I was getting bullied on social media. Like all of these, like this, all these really horrible, impactful things were happening in my life, and I really wasn't taking any responsibility. At the same time that this was happening, I was in the height of my career. I was traveling overseas, winning trips. I was a leader within my company and being put on a pedestal. And my big like aha awakening moment was actually being on stage training 5,000 people, training people and, you know, inspiring people. And it was that moment in my career where I was like, oh, I've made it. And I remember being on stage and seeing all of these faces, and I got off of stage and I was in the corridor, and all the people were coming up to me telling me how amazing I was and how much of an impact I'd made in their life, and all these beautiful compliments that one should feel so amazing to hear. However, I had just gotten to a point where I could not hear another person tell me how amazing I was, because I just at the deepest level did not believe that within myself. And that was like my breakdown moment of like, I don't think this is how I'm meant to feel. I don't think that I should be like doing all the things I was doing that was bringing me, meant to bring me so much joy, money, you know, on stage, notoriety, being a leader, being, having people telling me how amazing I was. But I was in the depths of depression and so unhappy within myself. And there's a great saying where the universe like will tap you on the shoulder, then it might like, you know, trip you, and then it will hit you with a truck. Well, I was repeating that cycle over like 5 years. And I think being on stage and feeling so deeply unworthy of people's praise and affection was like my truck moment.
Yeah.
Where I went back to my hotel room and I cried. And then I had to get my shit together. And so, yeah, it was a really powerful moment when, you have to break down to break through. I have to take responsibility for the results, and I'm the common denominating factor in my life. And it was the most, powerful moment of my life when I took that responsibility.
It is the tower moment, right, where the universe like pulls down all the things in your life, in your material life, and makes you like is just shaking you, and you often can just be like, it's their fault, it's this is happening, this is why I feel this way. But until we take responsibility and we take ownership and we say, actually, no, I need to do the work, I need to listen, it starts with us.
Oh, so much. And that is such a, when you get to that moment, it is actually a beautiful gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. But I had to take radical, and I use this language a lot with my clients, like radical responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the other side of that was everything I wanted. I wanted to feel worthy and self-love. But yeah, the first step is the hardest step, which is taking radical responsibility for the results that you have created or allowed or accepted in your life, and no longer blaming and complaining and being in your victim story. Or I'd spent years doing that. So it was a big moment, one I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, I feel the same, because for me, I was too at kind of like this peak of my career, or what I had, wished and dreamed of, right? And, you were on stage talking to an audience. However, I had an audience on, the social media platform. But I just started to feel like my life and my message and everything that I was doing was out of alignment with who I was. And I didn't understand, like my logical mind and my ego was like, what, you want me to start over? You want me to remove myself and go do inner healing? But I was like, that makes no sense. Like, I'm here where I thought I was supposed to be. Like, isn't this the plan? And my intuition was like, no, girl. Like, my higher self was like, you need to start from scratch. And it's a hard step to take, right? Like, I was like, I've got to leave social media. I've got to leave this beautiful platform and community that I loved and grew. Yeah, I started to attract, trolling. I started to attract all the external things that made me question my worth. Obviously, it's your reflection, right? So I started to question myself and realized, okay, I need to do the work. I need to step back and actually dive deep and understand this, because it's out of alignment now.
It's our stories, like we couldn't have been like living parallel. Like our stories are completely different, but so similar.
The energy and feelings.
Yes, because I was like, I got everything I thought I wanted.
Yeah.
Like I was earning the most money I'd ever earned on stage, training. Like I was just had everything that I was working for that I thought I wanted. And I got there and I was on the top of the mountain, on stage looking over 5,000 people. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want this.
Yeah.
And I'd ignored, as I'm sure you can relate, my gut and intuition was telling me for a long time, but I'd really attached my identity to the success I was having in my first business. And it was very difficult to walk away from it. I had to even go into darker moments and it's such bravery, right? And being so courageous to walk away from something epic that you've built that looks like, why wouldn't she want that?
Fully.
But like, I think we're really similar. My soul was just like, Crystal, please listen, please listen. And when I wasn't listening, it was like, okay, you know what? We are going to strip you of everything.
Yeah.
So that when it's you and you, and it's time for you to face you. And similar to you, George, I know you've shared with me that you felt you have a big mission.
Yeah.
I've also felt like I have a big mission.
Yeah.
And the weight of that and getting lost in doing this thing or that thing, and then your soul kind of calling you home and being, no girl.
And I think as well, when you have that desire to help others and you've got this mission and you want to do that and you want to like, I know I did this, I skipped over. I was like, I'm going to just skip over my own self-healing and just heal others. Like I want to share my knowledge and share this, but I kind of forgot that I had to go in and heal myself. I didn't realize that by healing yourself, you heal others. So obviously we are here to shine light on one particular method and practice that we can use to help us in our own inner work, which is timeline therapy. So can you explain to the beautiful Woo listeners, what is timeline therapy?
Yes, timeline therapy is a really powerful therapeutic process that involves eliminating like negative emotions and limiting beliefs from memories and past events that are being stored in the subconscious mind, providing a really transformational process for personal change and growth and really self-healing. Timeline therapy really allows like my clients to release emotions such as like anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, and shame from the subconscious mind, and any specific belief systems that have been created, like I am not enough is really common in, mm-hmm. in women. I'm not doing enough. That's mm-hmm. huge. I'm mm-hmm. like, yes. I feel like we're like, hello, yes, can relate.
That was my old story. Yep.
That was George's old story. I'm not doing enough. Yeah. So it just really, allows my clients to heal what needs to be healed at a subconscious level.
Yeah.
And that's, in my belief, is if you really want to create change, mm-hmm. you have to do it from a subconscious level.
Oh, 100%.
Because that's where 95% of, you know, everything is stored, your beliefs, your memories, your values, your habits. So we try to change things consciously. And then you might find like, I'm doing all the things, like I'm meditating, or I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm trying. I'm like, a lot of your listeners will be like implementing the things that they're yeah. seeing you're doing. And then it's like, oh, I still feel like shit. What's going on? I'm like, I keep ending up back where I was. Like I feel like I'm trying, I'm doing all the things, but I keep ending back up where I was, you yeah. know, or feeling that same energy or feeling that same unworthiness. And that's because you're trying to create change from a place of consciousness yeah. and you need to do it in the subconscious mind. That's yeah. where you want to really change shit up and really yeah. Change your habits and behaviors, how you show up in the world. You've got to do that from the subconscious.
Yeah, 100%. Because I think this is what inner work is like, right? Inner work is subconscious work. We have to go into our subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. So obviously, did you use timeline therapy in your own personal development?
I actually did. Like that moment that I spoke about being on stage and like it was kind of like when the universe brought me to my knees, that was that defining moment where I just threw myself. I was like, I don't think I'm meant to feel like this. Mm-hmm. So I threw myself into, you know, a big journey of understanding myself, mm-hmm. growth, spirituality, personal development. I mean, you name it, I've done it. Mm-hmm. I threw myself into everything. And I was very much at a stage where it was like, if someone told me I should do something, I was like, sign me up. Like, anything that was recommended to me. And somebody recommended that I do what's called a breakthrough. And even those words, just like, mm-hmm. I remember, I didn't even understand what that meant. But when a friend of mine said, you should do a breakthrough, everything in my body was like, yes, this is exactly what you need. Because I felt like energetically, emotionally, physically, I'd broken down. Mm-hmm. So I was ready to break through. Like, yeah, what's on the other side of this? And so I was introduced to this modality by doing a breakthrough. And so I went through that experience myself and I, yeah, loved it.
Awesome. And so what was your experience like when you first started timeline therapy?
Hearing about it, I was like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Like on a soul level, it was like, yes, I know I need to do this. And I'm very kinesthetic. So I feel when I should do something. So I mm-hmm. felt all of that. And then I actually had to do it. And that was a different feeling. I had a lot of resistance come up. My mean girl inner critic was mm-hmm. very much trying to block my growth. If I was to really peel back the layers on it, it was, you know, I didn't feel worthy. I'd felt like this for so long and built an entire, you know, habits, values, belief systems around I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to actually do something that was going to create profound change, mm-hmm. there was definitely some resistance.
Oh, fully. And I think I even felt this too. As soon as I started to do subconscious work, you are met with your mean girl. Mm-hmm. Like you are met.
Regina George, she is there.
She is waiting and you have to sit with her. And you have to face her and you have to go in and actually physically change your belief systems and rewrite your story and rewrite your, you know, what you think about yourself. It's not just a click of the finger and everything's changed. Like, you actually have to go in and face that inner dialogue, you know?
I always say to my clients, like, is that if you follow me on social media, you know that the number one thing that comes out of my mouth is you are worth the effort. Mm-hmm. And that really is signifying that when you begin this journey, it is not rainbows sunshine. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I want to feel better, so I'll just feel better and I'll meditate and everything will be okay. It is like treacherous. Is that a word?
Treacherous.
It is, anyway.
You're in the trench. You've got to, you know what I love? I get this vision all the time, is that if you want to go into your shadow side, so go into your subconscious, your shadow side, your inner mean girl, whatever you want to call it, when you go down deep, you bring light with you. So when you consciously go down, I want people to vision that you're going into your dark, but you've got the light. So you've got to bring it. You've got to illuminate it. You've got to see it. You've got to face it. But the deeper you go, the more light you bring down and the more it gets easier. You've got to go into the dark though. You've got to go in there though.
And you've got to fight for yourself.
Yeah,
like you are so worth the effort. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, this journey alone can be a lot. And I think that you've really got to be open to calling in support. There is so much support. There's, you know, energetic support, spiritual support. But if there's a great saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I know for me on my journey, I have been so open and willing to learn from people who know just a little bit more than me. Mm-hmm. And that has served me really well. So even though it is a big journey, a journey that you are so worthy of, and just know that as you begin and you take those steps in direction with where you want to go and in direction of your higher self, you will be so supported energetically to do that, and people will pop up in your life who are going to help you get there. So even though I'm saying it is a tough journey, I'm not going to BS you, you will be so supported, because the universe only wants you to grow and become who you are always meant to become before all the bullshit happened, right?
Yeah, I love it. We have to go through that healing and that evolvement. And, you know, you and I always say it's not, there's no destination. It is just a journey.
A journey with no destination.
Yeah. And as soon as you're like, oh my gosh, I've, you know, uncovered that layer, there is another layer ready, waiting for you. There's always work to be done. So I think instead of being like, oh, I've got to do the work and this is hard, being like, hell yeah, I'm here, I'm doing the work, and enjoy it, because that is exactly what life is about. Like, we're here to do that and enjoy the experience. So time is an illusion, but when we come to Earth and have a 3D experience, time is something we have to factor in. So when you talk about time, what does that mean? Like, is it this lifetime? Is it past life? Like, what sort of time are we talking about?
Well, in the, you know, timeline therapy world, we all have a way in which we store time in relation to our physical body. And for some, that will mean past, present, and future. However, for most, unbeknownst to themselves, that also means past, which could actually mean during birth, the womb, past life, or passed down to you genealogically. There, like, if we just look at birth and womb, like, when a mother feels a certain emotion, especially if that's quite significant or it's a significant emotional event that's felt by the mother, the baby will feel that emotion as well. You will feel that emotion in the womb. So some of my clients were actually healing stuff that's happened in the womb, passed down to you. So passed down genealogically. There's a beautiful quote that pain travels in family lines until somebody is willing to feel it and heal it. And so if there's a lot of significant emotional events in a family, a lot of pain in family, it is traveling through the family line until someone's willing to heal it. So for example, like, some of my clients, they may not have like anything that they can pinpoint in their own life that was really significant that would explain why they feel the heaviness that they may be feeling. But when we get in and we actually actually do their timeline, there's a lot of stuff in maybe their parents' childhoods or mm-hmm. things that they experience, and that pain is being carried because no one's been brave enough yet mm-hmm. to really feel it and heal it.
Yeah, I loved learning about the lineage. I am still trying to figure out. I was very anxious with Winslow when I was pregnant with her. I was such a control freak. I was very much the old version of myself. And when I carried her, the emotion that I felt throughout that pregnancy, I see her in that emotion a lot of the time, especially when things are out of control. And I'm always like, shit, was that me? You know, was that my doing? Did I give that to her? And it's something that I am still learning as a mother. It is something that as a mother I am questioning now, knowing this information. And I look back to myself, even with Pascal and Daphne's pregnancy, I was so much more relaxed and like went with the flow, especially Daphne. I was so chilled.
You're a veteran by then.
I know, fully.
And like, so, I've got this.
Yeah. But I look at her and she's so chilled out. She's so independent. She's like just so cruisy. And I think this is just obviously a mother's mind.
I'm like, okay, drop that story because that's not serving you.
Fully. I know. And this is the thing, as a mom, you're doing your own work, but you're trying to do your work for your children as well. But
your job is to heal you, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be your children's job to heal the parts of them that need to be healed. Yeah. So I work with a lot of moms and we laugh. So I'm like, your job is just to heal mm-hmm. you. Like that's the biggest gift that you mm-hmm. can actually give your children mm-hmm. is to really, and for mums, it's another hard pill to swallow because we're serving everyone else. How dare I take time mm-hmm. or money and invest in myself mm-hmm. to do work? Like who am I to do that? I've got to be a mum. I've got to be a wife. And the truth is, the best gift that you can give your children and your family, the people around you, is the gift of your true spirit, mm-hmm. of you being your highest self, living in joy, living above the line in beautiful, positive emotions. For a lot of women, you are the center, the matriarch, the energy source of your entire home. Mm-hmm. And if your energy's off, guess what? Your yeah. children are feeling
oh
that.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it is. And yeah, I mean, I'll jump in and talk more about the motherhood stuff on a totally different episode because it's a big conversation. But
should be noted, I'm not a mum. I just work with so many women.
All right. So I know you work with a lot of women who have experienced trauma. But before we get into that topic, I just want to share something personally that I went through to help any other women out there who may be experiencing this same thought. When I started to awaken and hear about self-healing and read about it, the word trauma comes up a lot. I resisted doing any self-healing because I didn't feel worthy of it. You know, I'd look back on my life and it's been pretty amazing and I would, you know, think I'm here, I'm not, you know, I'm fine, I'm living my best life. And, you know, I have experienced mental and physical abuse and there have definitely been certain low times in my life. But when I heard other people's stories and what they have overcome in their life, mine seemed minor. I thought that if I needed healing, that meant that I was not grateful for my life, or that I felt self-pity, or that I was weak, or that I was playing the victim. And I compared my trauma to others. And when I did this on the scale of trauma, I dismissed mine and didn't think I was worthy of it. When I was resisting my healing for about 6 months, completely ignoring all the signs and what I like to call it, niggles, nudges, and accidents. So I was getting a lot of niggles and nudges, same as you. And it wasn't until I hit the accident point. So the accident stage was, you know, me getting physically sick. And it wasn't until I really stopped and really slowed down. I was like, okay, I'm listening. Like what do I need to learn from this? And it was the first time I really connected with spirit, but I didn't feel worthy of inner healing at first. Have you ever had, you know, your clients experience this?
Absolutely. I think it's actually probably a lot more common mm-hmm. than we realize. And I feel like it's so important to have these conversations so that people understand. Just having that physical response, I've seen it in that way where it's like you're not listening mm-hmm. so it's kind of like the universe is bringing you to your knees, or your spirit's bringing you to your knees, so you're not listening, you're not learning what you need to mm-hmm. learn so that you can move through what you need to move through. So there's that. And then I've also like had clients who actually manifest physical responses when they don't feel worthy of something. So actually at the moment, I've got a client who's, you know, going next level in her business, and it's something she's wanted for a really long time. And she had a speaking gig that she was so excited about, and the morning of her speaking gig, voice is gone, right? And it's like that's an unconscious pattern of behavior that is being created because the mind seeks what's familiar. So when we start to go out and do something different to what is familiar to us, so if I'm unworthy is what's familiar, then you're going to always seek that. So doing something outside of that, you can act, we're so powerful that we can create a physical response that will keep us in being familiar. And so on that morning, I was like, you're going to show up, do that anyway. You're going to make sure that you show up and you fight for yourself. You are worth the effort, because if you allow your physical response in this moment to bring you back to what's familiar, then you're stunting your growth. You're not going to get to the other side. And I mean, just the things that have happened the week after doing that for her has been incredible. She's got so many incredible results. So yeah, I've seen it. I've seen physical responses like that in even in myself, like the event that I was telling about earlier about being on stage, I used to actually get asked to speak on stage a lot and train and motivate, inspire people. That particular event that brought me to my knees was my biggest, 5,000 people. It was like scary as. But I did a lot of events up until that point, and it was so interesting. Whenever I would have to go to an event and be the leader and be on and pretend to be happy and together and fulfilled, when really that's not what was happening, I would get sick. So many events I would go to where I had a sore neck or a sore back, and I would actually be creating these physical responses to keep me stuck, to keep me in what was familiar, and what was familiar was quite toxic. So that's, you know, it's really important to learn how to master your mind. So you are working in collaboration with your mind, and you understand your own subconscious patterns of behavior that are actually keeping you where you are.
Yeah. And I actually love when I learned about purging, so physical purging. So obviously when you start doing...
all fun, right? They all sound so much fun.
Making this sound so glamorous.
It's so, you are worth the effort. I think that's really important. You are worth effort.
Yeah. We're just going to keep reminding you, you are worth the effort. So yeah, so purging. So when I started to do subconscious work and I started to break belief systems, reprogram, all of that sort of stuff, that emotion was, and that belief system was stored in our physical body. Even though that it's in our mind, it does, we store it in our physical
body. It manifests physically,
And so that was, I was going through, like, you know, up in the middle of the night, literally on the toilet, like purging. My body was like releasing, and I had to go through this process. And this is actually how my dance healing started. So when I was going through a session, I would come in and I would move that belief system, that toxic whatever manifestation in my body, and I would actually move it out of my body with dance, and the actual physical purging stopped. So it was that's how I started to create what I am creating behind the scenes at the moment, is with this dance healing, because we forget that even though that we've got this thought process in our mind, we've been carrying it in our body, and that can come up, you know, in back pain. We can, you know, have really, my shoulders are always really the problem because I carry the weight of the world, right?
Yeah. I'm like, my problem areas, my shoulders and my neck. Yeah. And if there's a great book, it's You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hayes, where she actually goes through, like, if you're having this physical response, what that means emotionally in your body. And sore shoulders and neck is the carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I can so relate to that. And I can absolutely see that in you as well.
So yeah, but I started, so this is where my dance healing started, because I realized that, you know, we can work on our soul, we can work on our mind, but what are we doing with our physical body? Because we are storing it. And if we don't release it from our physical body, then what? And it does manifest into illness and sickness or pain. So true. And we need that mind, body, soul connection.
In my own journey as well, like I do all the mindset stuff, all the spirituality stuff, and I go to the gym, right? But the movement stuff, like I feel like a big calling that like I couldn't agree with you more. And I feel like for me, my own journey, like that's the missing part is that actually emotion is motion, right? So if you want to move through emotion, you can do the mindset work, but I think partnered with what you're creating and actually physically moving your body, and not in ways like going to the gym or F45 like I do, but more of an emotional physical release, I think is, for me, something I cannot wait to try, because I definitely feel like it's a missing link for me. Cannot wait. Sign me up. Would recommend.
I'm so excited for it because,
it's terrified of it. I'll be honest with you. I'm terrified of getting into my body.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm so in my masculine, but I know that it's like the next phase for me. If my next level is really feeling into my femininity and, you know, becoming like sexy again. And now, you know, I watch you dance. I'm like so in awe. Oh, I'm like, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely, obviously this is a whole nother topic. We're going off topic, but I'm super excited.
This is what me and George do. We hang out and we talk for 4 hours.
This is why we have notes. Keep us on track. So, you know, you do work with a lot of women who have had trauma. So, you know, What does trauma mean? Let's talk about trauma, because for me, I didn't think I had trauma in my life, because even though that I had experienced levels of trauma, like, you know, I have experienced the physical and mental abuse in relationships, I still didn't think I was worthy of the word trauma. So can you explain what trauma really is?
I think, you know, I work with so many women, and this is such a common thing that I see in a lot of women, is that they're judging their trauma, or like, my trauma is not worthy of me feeling the way that I'm feeling about it. And yeah, so I see it a lot. And one of the things that I always just say is that everyone's trauma is so individual to them. So I work with women who have, you know, had significant trauma, like systematic abuse throughout their whole childhood. They've been neglected, abused, beaten, sexually abused, all of those things. So I attract a lot of women who are dealing from that type of trauma. But I also work with a lot of women who are judging their trauma and what's been significant for them. Because what is significant for client A and what's significant for client B can be very different. And I'm not treating the trauma. We're trying to heal the trauma, but we're doing that by releasing the negative emotion that's been attached to the trauma, or the belief system that's been attached to the trauma. So I could, for an example, be working with a woman who has been, you know, sexually abused or abused in her childhood. And I could be working with a woman whose father, you know, the love that she craved most was her father's, but he was so preoccupied in his career that he dismissed her and never gave her time, right? And so the belief that might have been created for both of those women, very different trauma on the scale, could be, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, would be the beliefs. It's the same belief systems, very different trauma.
Not lovable.
There's something wrong with me. I'm being abused or treated this way because of me. I'm the problem. So shame. So I think that's what I really try to explain to women, is that if you, like, you know within yourself if you have work to do, right? If you are not, you know, waking up and feeling totally aligned, or in living above the line, which is in positive, beautiful emotions, if you're being dragged below the line into negativity, into self-doubt, into I'm not worthy, and then all your patterns of behavior are toxic and out of alignment with who you want to be, then there's stuff to do work on, regardless of what your trauma looks like. The emotion is usually the same. As I said, client A and client B, very different events that have happened. And yes, one might be more significant than the other and more traumatic, but the emotion behind that event is usually the same emotion, the same belief system. And I, working with a woman, I'm helping you to release the stored toxic emotion and belief systems that you've created throughout your life because of certain events, people, things that were said, whether they were a 10 out of 10 on the trauma scale or whether they're a 1 out of 10. It's don't judge your trauma.
Yeah, don't judge and compare trauma is such helpful advice because, I mean, I would even, I think this is awesome to talk about is that, you know, I didn't know what I needed to heal. Like I didn't think back and look in my life and think, what was a significant part of my life that I need to go back and heal because I'd overcome it. So I thought that I didn't need to go back and kind of work through that trauma because I thought I'd overcome it, but I didn't realize that I'd created stories and belief systems and, you know, negative, toxic patterns within that experience. So a lot of the time we don't actually even know where we're going to be taken back, and that's why timeline therapy is awesome, right? So you can go back to an event that maybe you haven't even thought about again.
Yeah, well, I think what's really important to understand is that you only know what you know. All of your thoughts, behaviors, memories, habits, belief systems, all the good things, bad things, things you don't remember are also in your subconscious mind. So there might be, for example, you know, I work with a lot of women who systematically keep dating the same man.
Yeah.
Right? It's like consciously they're well aware that they've been in multiple toxic, abusive relationships and they keep picking the same man. And it's like, why do I keep doing it? How common is this, right? Like, why do I keep like
attracting
the same man?
And attracting the same man.
Yeah,
right?
Or attracting the same scenario. Like, you know, like even if we just take out relationships, how often do you keep attracting the same toxic or negative scenario in your life? And the thing is that there's a pattern of behavior or belief system or something that's happened that's creating that scenario to keep happening in your life. And so consciously you're not going to be able to change that because it's deep in your subconscious mind. It's something that's happened. And sometimes it's like it's so simple yet so profound that I could take someone through a timeline therapy process and we go back to an event that they have not consciously thought of in 27 years. You know what I mean? Like the longest time. But then when I take them back and they go back to this event that created that pattern of behavior or that belief system or that negative emotion, they're like, whoa, it all makes sense now. But there's no, they weren't able to achieve that on their own working with their conscious mind.
Yeah. So do you have clients who are scared or who fear working, you know, with the subconscious?
Yeah, I've definitely had people who, you know, there's some people who are like super excited and can't wait. And then we get there and it's like, oh shit. Uh-oh, what are we doing? And that's okay. But yeah, definitely it can bring up fear, but it's such a beautiful experience. And it's not about reliving events. That's I think that's actually really important to touch on. Doing timeline therapy, it's not about reliving any trauma or re-feeling that emotion or that event or that gestalt of events. It's just about getting the learnings and the insight that you need to learn to be able to release the emotion or beliefs that you're holding on to that are playing out now in your current world.
Yeah.
So what's worse, right, is like being brave and willing to heal the parts of you that need to be healed or reliving the same toxic patterns of behavior and unworthiness and belief systems that you're currently living. It's a beautiful experience.
It's such an empowering experience when you go and do this deep inner work because you truly understand how powerful you are.
Absolutely. And I feel that when you said something before, George, when you weren't willing to kind of, I just want to heal others. Like I'll bypass my own healing. I'll just put that to the side. I think that's like a coping mechanism that a lot of us do. It's like, I'll put that over there. Like it's not really bothering me anymore. Like I don't really think about that thing that happened or what have you. And the truth is it's controlling you. Like whether you are are consciously aware of this or not, the things that you are putting in boxes and storing deep down mm-hmm. and thinking, I'm just going to get on with life, it is showing up in your relationships. Mm-hmm. It is showing up in your workplace. Mm-hmm. It is showing up on social media when you post. Your energy introduces itself before you do.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you cannot hide from your bullshit. You have to be brave and walk straight into it. And a lot of people need support doing that. And that's kind of where I come in.
Yeah, 100%. We need help unpacking our shit. And that is why we have the crystals of the world.
Yeah. Believe I unpacked a lot of my own shit to get to this place.
Oh, totally. So let's talk about what timeline therapy looks like. Because I know if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, this could be for me, but I don't know what to expect. What does this experience kind of look like? Let's give a bit of a run through so our beautiful Woo listeners know.
Yes. So I've always worked online because I have a big mission to serve women all over the world, and I work with women all over the world. So I work online, so it's not something that you have to live in the same state mm-hmm. as me, and it's something that I do online through video call. And a lot of my clients prefer to be sitting up in an upright position. Some of my clients like to lay down. It's just a personal preference, but most of them just sit in a really comfortable chair, and I'm on video call with them and I take them through the process. We spend a lot of time cultivating a relationship, which mm-hmm. I think is really important, is feeling safe and creating a sacred space. So I don't just do timeline therapy with somebody. I have to learn about their life and their patterns mm-hmm. of behavior. And so before we even begin timeline therapy, we've really got a beautiful relationship happening. Mm-hmm. And for me, like in my own journey, I think you probably can relate, George, is that I spent a lot of time working with people who all taught me something brilliant, mm-hmm. but I didn't always work with the right people. And so for me, it's really important that the client that I'm working with feel they trust me, mm-hmm. they resonate with me, their soul is telling them to work with me. Mm-hmm. That's how I like to operate.
Yeah, fully. Because, yeah, I mean, I had my first timeline therapy session. It was in a dingy little place in my hometown that was kind of, I walked in and I was like, I just want a session. I was kind of new to the spiritual realm and just wanted to try everything and anything. And I ended up with this guy who knew nothing about me. I had no idea who he was. I was laying down and he was diving. I let him dive into my subconscious. Like, what was I thinking? Mm. Seriously. Like, I mean, this is me sharing an experience so you guys can learn, because I think it is so, so crucial that we really trust the people who we are working with. We need to protect our energy. We can't just let anyone do our healing. The energy must be aligned, our frequency, our souls must connect, because it's deep work. And if you're just letting anyone in there, it's like just you've got an open front door. You don't know what could come in.
Absolutely. So yeah. That's, yeah. So for me, it's very much about, I want to work with you mm-hmm. on a soul level, and I want you to want to work with me at a soul level.
Yeah.
And that's how I really run my business mm-hmm. Because I know my own, I spend a lot of time sitting in front of people where I was just like, you just don't get what I'm going through. Like mm-hmm. you don't get it. Mm-hmm. And I would feel frustrated or let down or give up mm-hmm. on my own healing. So, which I don't regret any of that though. I feel like it all taught me and mm-hmm. led me to where I am now. But I just like, if I can help somebody make a better decision mm-hmm. and understand what it should look like and feel like, mm-hmm. Then yeah, that's obviously going to save you some time.
Yeah, fully. And for me, for my experience with you 2 weeks ago, it was a lot more relaxed than I was expecting. It was such a beautiful, relaxed moment. I just felt very safe, and you created a beautiful space, and I loved just how supported I felt throughout that process, even not knowing, because I think a lot of the time you're like, what am I going to bring up? What am I going to face right now? So you don't want to be questioning your environment when you're already questioning what you're going in to learn. So thank you for creating that beautiful space for me. So let's talk about, you know, how timeline therapy feels. Like, is there a physical reaction? Like, what do we feel?
With timeline therapy, each individual experiences it differently, and however you experience it is perfect. And that's why I mentioned before, like, it's a beautiful opportunity to trust yourself and surrender to the process. So some people will actually see mm-hmm. things. They will be taken back to memories that maybe look like photographs or like movies playing. Mm-hmm. Some people will actually be more auditory and they'll hear mm-hmm. things. They'll hear events or times or passing moments. And some people, like myself, are kinesthetic. So I don't see anything. I don't mm-hmm. see anything at all. It's not a clear movie. I have to interpret. So for me, I feel everything. That's mm-hmm. That's how I live my life. I feel, is this right to do? Mm-hmm. Is this not right to do? What does this feel like? And so everyone experiences it differently. My first, when we spoke about me, when I did it as a client, so I did timeline therapy as a client, and it had, even though it did bring up resistance for me, it had such a profound effect on my life in such a positive way that I went back to school, got trained in it so that I could actually serve women and help women just like it's helped me. When I did my first timeline therapy experience, I was expecting to see something. Mm-hmm. And where the resistance and the doubt and my mean girl kind of got in the way, my conscious mind got in the way of that healing experience was because I wasn't seeing anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought I was going to be taken back to an actual event and watch an event play out. And what I learned was it's black for me. I don't see anything. I have to really interpret my feelings. And I've had some profound experiences myself doing timeline therapy and with clients. So yeah, I think it's really important to know however you experience it, and you'll trust yourself, and what is meant to come through will come through. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful experience. It's yeah. not something dark and something to be feared. Mm-hmm. It's really a beautiful, sacred experience.
You still get the information, however, is unique to you, and it usually comes through your gift, right? Yeah. You have a gift in this life.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful, George. Yeah.
So let's have a chat about what one would get out of a session. Like, if you were to say, what, you know, why should we be doing timeline therapy? What do we get out of a session?
I think if you have negative emotion, so like some people, I always find that some people have a dominant emotion. Mm-hmm. So mine used to be hurt and anger. Mm-hmm. So I would, like, if you hurt me, I would respond in anger. Mm-hmm. If I was sad, I would respond in anger. So mm-hmm. like, there's like 6 negative emotions: anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, and shame that I work on. So there's usually a dominant emotion, and that's bubbling up mm-hmm. the surface in every situation. So if you're somebody who feels a lot of negative emotion and that heaviness, and you want to actually release it mm-hmm. and let go of it, that's a great reason to do timeline therapy. Mm-hmm. If you are somebody who is, for example, responding to life in anger, mm-hmm. and maybe it's with your kids, it's like your kids are doing something the kids do that's annoying, and then all of a sudden you're like screaming, and then you're mm-hmm. like beating yourself up crying in the toilet because you just screamed at your kids, and you mm-hmm. don't know where the anger is coming from. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's another example, like and I can relate to this, where like someone, you'd have confrontation and you just start crying, like you mm-hmm. couldn't get your words out, and just like sadness is just bubbling up out of the yeah. surface. So if you're somebody who has a lot, you can feel, and it's bubbling up unresolved emotion, if you have a lot of negative thoughts, and then with negative thoughts, like, I don't think people walk around going, I'm not good enough. Like, that's not mm-hmm. the conscious thought that you have. Mm-hmm. It's, well, I'm kinesthetic, so I'm going to say it's a feeling, but you might experience it as a thought. So having those negative beliefs, like, I can't do that, I can't get what I want, I could never do what she does. Maybe you're comparing yourself constantly on social media and feeling jealous and envy of other women. So you're living below the line in mm-hmm. your life in negative emotions and belief systems, and you want to connect to your higher self and let go of all of the heaviness that you're carrying around that's stopping you from being who you were always meant to be.
Yeah, beautiful. I had guilt. Guilt was my overriding feeling in this yeah. lifetime. I've done a lot of work around the guilt and where it's come from and all of that stuff. But my reaction was defense. So I would defend myself, but I didn't know why I was defending it until I realized that I felt guilty. And then why did I feel guilty? Where did all of this stuff come from, you know? So there is, it's like you've got to venture in and see where it comes from, the core root.
Yeah. So when we do timeline therapy, it's like having a conversation with your higher self. Mm-hmm. It's like tapping into the truth of who you are. And so we call them learnings. And when I'm doing a timeline therapy session with a client, that they're going to be there's a lot of dialogue. They're going to be saying mm-hmm. a lot to me, which they may not actually consciously remember so yeah. much afterwards. So what I'm doing is I take notes of every learning or every bit of insight or that comes through when the client is getting their learnings from their subconscious mind, and then they get those learnings at the end. And those learnings, I mean, like an affirmation, but think of it like these are affirmations that are so specific mm-hmm. to you and your healing and what you need to know mm-hmm. so that you can let go of all that you've been carrying that doesn't serve you. Mm. Really powerful.
Yeah, it is so powerful, because now that I'm like recapping and thinking of my experience, it was definitely my higher self just talking to me, just giving me this information. I don't even remember talking in the session with you. I remember saying stuff, but I don't remember like what that was. Do you want me to, share my lessons, share them. My learnings? So my learnings was, I am on the right path. I am with knowing. I've been training for this. This lifetime is a gift. Everything is happening fast and quickly. I am here to do the work and help people. I am breaking the chain. I am healing the family line.
So powerful. What I love about the learnings, right? Like they are, we go back into your childhood. Usually it's 0 to 7 years of age, or mm-hmm. it's a past life, or mm-hmm. passed down genealogically. And what I love about the learnings, we could be at an event when you're 3 years old that has nothing to do mm-hmm. with the learnings that are coming through. The learnings are, this is why I say it's a like connecting to the highest part of yourself, mm-hmm. is that those learnings for you, George, couldn't be more bang on. Mm. Like you couldn't pay someone to write it. It's like literally what is happening in George's life right now. That's is crazy. That she's, you know, on this path and things are moving fast. And it was like your subconscious, your knowing, and you are so powerful. We're so infinite. We have all the answers within mm-hmm. us. And it's like tapping into that part of yourself that's like, girl, you've got this.
Yeah.
Like, chill out. Like, this mm-hmm. is your path. Here's what you need to know. Like, stop telling yourself that you mm-hmm. can't do this, or people are judging you, or whatever. Mm-hmm. The negative dialogue, the mean girl's telling you, this is the truth. You've got this.
Yeah. And in the session right before I had my session with you, I was going through a lot of mean girl stuff in the wave. My mean girl was like, you know, you look ridiculous, people are judging you, people aren't understanding you, whatever it was, you know, whatever was going on. And this session was just like bang on, like, okay, thank you, I needed that information. For me, I've done a lot of work, and so when I read this, I connect with it. But what if you haven't done work, or you're just starting out on your journey and you're getting these beautiful positive affirmations from your higher self, and you're reading them and you're like, I'm not resonating, what do we do?
This can actually be quite common. I think when we're at the beginning of our journey and we're so used to like just beating ourselves up mm-hmm. all, I know that for me, like mm-hmm. the beginning of my journey, like the dialogue in my head was so toxic.
So toxic. Same.
And I just, from the moment I opened my eyes to the moment that I closed my eyes, all I did all day mm-hmm. was tell myself that I was this, that, and everything else negative. Mm-hmm. So, and I think I can relate. And this is, I think what makes me a really incredible coach and the work I do is because I've lived it, and now I've, you know, been able to help other women. But I remember when I was doing timeline therapy, and I see this in clients a lot, is that like the learnings are coming through, mm-hmm. but they are so foreign, mm-hmm. right? And so complete, like we're not at a stage yet where we believe them. Mm-hmm. We still have our mean girl whose volume's turned right up, and mm-hmm. she is in control. And so the learnings can come through, and I can always, that's why I'm on a video call, because I want to be able mm-hmm. to see what's happening. I can always tell when a client's struggling just to even say the words mm-hmm. of like, let's for example say, you know, I can love myself, or mm-hmm. like I am beautiful, or what learnings are so specific to the person, right? But I can always see when a client is like, just they have never said it, and I'm getting even just emotional talking about it because it's so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
But when a woman is like having that moment, and it's why I'm so grateful that I get to do the work that I do, where she is for the first time like realizing, hold on a second, I am friggin' amazing.
Oh my God, we're crying.
Oh, we're both crying. Literally both crying. But it's so powerful, and I think like the why we're crying is that we can relate. We've all had that moment where it's like you realize that I don't have to believe the bullshit I tell myself anymore. I'm so much more than that voice inside my head who's trying to bring me down. And yeah, it's really powerful. So that does happen where we're just not used to the positive dialogue. And that's why I spend a lot of time. This is not a one-on, like a one-off session that you do with me. It's not how I operate. I'm about creating lifelong change and we cultivate a beautiful relationship so that you trust me and I trust you and we can go there together. Yeah. You know, if you're walking, like George, her first experience walking off the street to some guy in a shop, like you, there's just no way that you could have that soul experience. It takes time to cultivate that.
Yeah, and the right connection and all of the things.
You need tissues here, George.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I do need to bring some tissues in here. I feel it because, you know, I remember just even being in meditation and starting to meet my higher self and starting to connect and just the things she would say to me. And I was like, who are you talking about? I just felt I wasn't my higher self. I wasn't showing up as my higher self. So hearing the language and the words coming from my higher self, I just couldn't connect, but it takes time. Oh, you're doing some good work, girlfriend.
Thank you.
So you don't just do timeline therapy. You do multiple practices. So you do a lot of different methods with your clients.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't like the word coach or life coach. I'll be honest with you guys. I haven't found a word yet that I feel really represents the work that I do, but it'll come when it's ready to come. But I do a lot of deep soul healing work, and it's really teaching women how to heal themselves. I am just creating the environment, the space, and giving them the tools to do that. So timeline therapy is yet one modality that I'm trained in that I love to use with women, but I have lots of modalities and lots of things that I've created that help women depending on where they're at in their journey. You know, some women come to me who have done lots of work. Some people are at the beginning of their journey. Some people are in it right now, you know, feeling it all and don't know what to do. So there's lots of different things, and I really intuitively spend time to get to know where you're at and what you need, and then I will recommend what is going to be best for you where you are right now to help you to get where you want to get to. And sometimes that's timeline therapy to start, and sometimes it's not. It just depends on where you're at. If somebody is in it and they're very much in their victim story and they have what's called secondary gain, so their victim story actually serves them in a positive way unconsciously, we're going to have to start, you know, in some other areas first to break through what we need to get you to a place where you're actually going to be able to get an incredible result with timeline therapy.
And there is a process, right? And you've got that down packed.
Yeah, I have. So I do a lot of like small programs, 14, 21 days, which are about cultivating beautiful practices and serving yourself. Then I have, you know, 6-week programs and longer programs and one-on-one stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I do. And so depending on where you're at in your journey and how I, you know, what's going to serve you best is what I'll recommend.
Yeah. And you have a beautiful community that you have built where other women can obviously connect. Do you want to share about She Who Dares?
Yeah, so She Who Dares is actually my business and company with it, that all of this falls under. And it was interesting when you were sharing a moment ago about when you first started meditating and you're connecting to your higher self. So She Who Dares came to me in meditation in like 2015. And like, I am so indecisive, but when this came, I'd never been more sure of anything in my life. Yeah. And I, in my mind, could see this like a vision of what it was going to be and like why I was here and what I was meant to do. Still struggling to articulate that, which I know you can relate.
I'm feeling it. I'm right there with
it's
you now.
It's like it's so much bigger than me that I'm just like the vessel who's creating it, and I don't have all the pieces of the puzzle, but I just trust.
Yes.
So that's She Who Dares, and I have a beautiful community on Facebook, which is a free community. It's all, for me, it's about bringing women together and creating safe space where we can support and love one another. And, you know, I think I grew up around, and even within myself, a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy, a lot of toxicity in my female relationships. Mm-hmm. And so the community side of She Who Dares is really been birthed from that of like, yeah. I want to create like something different to what I created for myself in maybe my younger years or what I was exposed to. So it's a beautiful community, the She Who Dares community.
Yeah, amazing. I feel you. I think the women, the female collective, we've got a lot of work and healing to do together. We are definitely heading in the right direction, but there is a lot of work. And I feel the same with the business that I'm creating at the moment. It was stemmed from, you know, my childhood and how I was brought up in the dance community, in the, you know, the competition and the jealousy and the judging, like the literally the adjudication and judging. And I feel like I want to create it so it's different. I want something else for the future females of the world, and I just love that. So it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Amazing. All right, so where can the Woo listeners find you and connect with you?
They can find me on Instagram at _CrystalWilson_. They can please come over to my personal Facebook and follow me. I share so much on there. And if they've really just loved everything today and they're like, I want to be a part of the She Who Dares community, please add yourself to that, my Facebook group, my free community. We would love to have you in there. I do lots of fun, free, interactive coaching, and we've built a beautiful community for mm-hmm. women to be a part of. If you have listened today and you're like so at a soul level, mm-hmm. like I want to work with this woman, I want to know more about what she does, how can I learn about that? I do free 20-minute clarity calls with women who meet the criteria to work with me, and you can book in your free clarity call. And this clarity call is just an opportunity for me to learn about you, where mm-hmm. you're at in your life and what your goals are, what you're wanting to break through or heal from. And then I'll share with you about what I do and mm-hmm. what I would recommend. So it's a very informal chat to connect, to see if we're a good fit, because yeah. I like to do everything on like energy wise, this mm-hmm. feels good. It feels like a good fit.
Yeah, perfect. I will leave all of that information and Crystal's details in the show notes below. So thank you so much for coming and connecting with us and sharing your life, your knowledge, your wisdom. I just have loved this conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of Woo is the New Podcast. So it's an honor to be on here today and to be able to talk about what I'm really passionate about. I think we've got like the same mission, just doing it in different ways.
Yeah, very similar mission, but we're just doing it in our unique, authentic way, which I love. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I hope it has inspired you to take radical responsibility in your life. Often our journey looks and feels different to what we imagined it to be, but remember, you are worth the effort. You do not have to walk this journey alone. All you have to do is be brave enough to take the first step and trust that the teacher, mentor, coach, and your soul family will show up at the right time. There are so many souls like Crystal waiting to support you and to help you live life as your true and higher self. Like always, come connect with me on my personal account at George Wolf and follow along the podcast Instagram at Woo is the New. I am sending you so much love. Until next time, bye.